With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. There's a new poll out about Montana's U.S. House and Senate races, and its results are very different than those that have come before. The Big Sky poll from the University of Montana shows John Tester leading Matt Rosendale in the Senate race by 24 points. Three previous polls this election cycle have had the Senate race at nearly dead even. And the new Big Sky poll shows Kathleen Williams ahead of Greg Gianforte in the House race by 13 points. A June poll by Gravis Marketing put Williams ahead by about half that margin, and one in September by the same polling firm had Gianforte ahead by 9.
These numbers did surprise us.
Justin Angle is a UM marketing professor who co-directed the Big Sky poll, which has a margin of error of plus or minus 4.5 points.
Yeah, we sort of feel like, okay, this is a bit of an outlier result-wise versus other polling entities, but it's a different methodology, and all we can do as pollsters is just be super sure that, you know, we've done it the right way according to our methodology.
Angle said they did that and had their results and methods audited by an outside academic expert in Arizona. Those methods included getting a representative sample that included registered voters in every county in Montana and that were weighted to reflect the demographics of the Montana electorate overall. UM professor Christina Barksy, a member of the Big Sky polling team, says there are several reasons that could explain why their results are so different than those released earlier this year by other polling firms.
We have to remember that this is a moment in time that is removed from current events.
The Big Sky poll called voters between August 13th and the 31st. That was before any of the three televised House and Senate debates, and before the Senate hearings on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. A poll taken by phone by Remington Research in July had Tester up by just 3 points. That's far less than the 24-point lead the Big Sky poll showed in August. Remington's poll also sampled 2,200 more likely voters than the Big Sky poll, but the Big Sky pollsters pointed out that different polls have different ways of determining who is a likely voter, compared to simply a registered voter. Two other polls taken this month found Montana's major party Senate candidates within 2 to 4 points of each other.
This is what we're capturing, a moment in time, and, you know, we used a very rigorous approach and accepted by the discipline, and we're releasing the results today.
Sarah Rinfrey is the director of UM's Master of Public Administration program, which conducted the Big Sky poll. She says they're working on a follow-up survey this week that'll be released October 25th.
You know, one of the things that we learned in the last presidential cycle, and granted this is a midterm election, is that a lot of pollsters were not releasing their results because they were outliers. And so something that we teach our students is that we have an obligation to release our results.
This is the second year that the Big Sky poll has been conducted, and the first time it's asked Montana voters about who they intend to vote for. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.